Okay, picture this. You're gazing up at the night sky, and there it is, that distinct reddish point of light. For centuries, humans have looked at Mars and wondered, is anyone else out there? That question has fueled countless stories, myths, and scientific endeavors.
Of course.
And today, we're diving deep into the reality behind those Martian
I
dreams.
love it.
Welcome to Cosmos in a Pod, our
Yes.
space and astronomy series, and buckle up.
Okay.
Because we're about to go on a wild ride through the history of Mars exploration.
It's fascinating how Mars has captivated humanity for so long.
Right.
Even before we had telescopes, ancient civilizations were tracking its movements, weaving it into their
Right.
mythologies.
Like, who hasn't heard about the Roman god of war
Yeah.
being named Mars?
Of course.
It's almost as if that red color predestined it to be associated with conflict.
Right.
But beyond those early beliefs, even those early observations, as basic as they were,
Yeah.
laid the foundation for our scientific curiosity about the planet.
Exactly. And that curiosity exploded once we had the tools to really observe Mars up close. When telescopes came along, it allowed us to see Mars not just as a point of light,
Right.
but as a world with features.
Oh, wow.
Poly ice caps, dark areas that shifted with the seasons. It
Interesting.
was tantalizing.
I can only imagine. It's
Yeah.
like going from a blurry photo to suddenly seeing something in high definition. What
Exactly.
stands out to you as the most pivotal moment in those early days of Mars observation?
We can't talk about early Mars observation without mentioning those infamous canals.
Oh, right.
In the late 1800s, an astronomer named Giovanni Schiaparelli observed what he described as channels on the Martian
Oh,
surface.
those canals.
Yes.
Weren't they thought to be evidence of an advanced Martian civilization?
Precisely.
Wow.
While Schiaparelli himself was cautious,
Okay.
others, like Percival Lowell, ran with the idea of fueling public imagination with visions of a Martian society capable of engineering such massive structures. Of course, later observations proved those canals were optical illusions. But the impact they had on our cultural fascination with Mars
Right.
was undeniable.
It's amazing how a misinterpretation can have such a lasting effect.
It
It
is.
really speaks to our deep-seated desire to find life beyond Earth, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And while those early canal theories might have been a bit of a detour, they ultimately spurred us to develop even better tools and methods to study Mars, laying the groundwork for the era of space exploration.
Speaking of which, the space race, a time
Yes.
of incredible ambition, and let's face it,
Uh-huh.
some pretty comical mishaps along the
Oh,
way.
yeah.
I mean, trying to send a spacecraft millions of miles to another planet
Right.
in the early days of space travel,
Yeah.
that must have been incredibly challenging.
It was a monumental undertaking. Early attempts to reach Mars in the 1960s, primarily by the Soviet Union and the United States, were often met with failure rockets exploding on the launch pad probes, missing their target communication blackouts.
It sounds like something out of a movie montage, except with real-life stakes.
Right.
But even amidst those failures, there were some incredible breakthroughs, right?
Oh, absolutely. One of the most significant early successes was Mariner 4's flyby in 1965.
Okay.
It was the first spacecraft to successfully fly past Mars and send back close-up images of the planet.
Wow.
They weren't the most detailed pictures.
I remember reading about that. They were kind of blurry, weren't they? Like trying to
Yeah.
take a photo from a speeding car.
Exactly like that.
Interesting.
But even those grainy images revealed a surface covered in craters, much like our moon shattering the romantic notions of a lush canal-filled Mars that some had imagined.
So kind of a reality check, but also a huge leap forward in our understanding of what Mars actually looked like.
Precisely. And that initial glimpse fueled the desire to send even more sophisticated missions to Mars. It wasn't long before we went from flybys to orbiters, allowing us to map the planet in greater detail and study its atmosphere and surface
Oh,
features.
here's where it gets really interesting, Mariner 9, right?
Yes.
That mission really changed the game.
Mariner 9 was a game changer. It became the first spacecraft to successfully orbit another planet arriving at Mars in 1971. What's fascinating is that it arrived during a massive dust storm that obscured the entire planet.
Oh, wow. Talk about bad timing.
I
Did they
know.
have to wait for the dust to settle to get any useful data?
They did, but the wait was worth it once the dust settled. Mariner 9 revealed a Mars far more diverse and dramatic than anyone had imagined.
So what did it see fill me in?
Mariner 9's images showed us gigantic volcanoes,
Wow.
including Olympus Mons, the largest volcano in the solar system, towering three times higher than Mount Everest.
Wow.
And then there was Valles Marineris, a canyon system that dwarfs the Grand Canyon, stretching across a distance equivalent to the width of the United States.
Oh my goodness.
It also captured evidence of ancient riverbeds and floodplains, hinting at a past where water flowed freely on the Martian surface.
Wow, that must have blown everyone's minds. It's like Mars went from being this desolate, cratered world to a planet with a rich and dynamic geological history.
Exactly. Mariner 9 completely reshaped our understanding of Mars. It revealed a planet that was once far more Earth-like than we had previously thought, raising the question, could life have existed there?
And that question, of course, leads us to the next big step in Mars exploration landers. We wanted to touch the surface to do more than just observe from afar.
Right. The Viking missions in the 1970s marked the first successful landings on Mars. These were incredibly ambitious missions designed not only to study the Martian landscape, but to search for signs of life itself.
Okay, so they were looking for actual Martians? Were they carrying little microscopes to examine the soil or something?
Well, not exactly Martians as we might imagine them. The Viking landers were equipped with sophisticated instruments to analyze the Martian soil and atmosphere for signs of microbial life bacteria. Essentially, they conducted experiments designed to detect metabolic processes that would indicate the presence of microorganisms.
So what did they find? Did those experiments reveal any signs of life?
The results were complicated. Some of the experiments initially yielded positive results, suggesting the possibility of microbial activity. But other tests were inconclusive, and ultimately scientists couldn't definitively confirm the presence of life.
So a bit of a cliffhanger ending talk about keeping us on the edge of our seats.
Indeed, the Viking missions, while inconclusive in their search for life, provided a wealth of data about the Martian environment, paving the way for a new generation of even more sophisticated missions.
And those missions bring us to the Mars we know today, a planet explored by rovers, orbiters, and landers that have revealed more secrets than we could have ever imagined.
It's truly remarkable how much we've learned about Mars in recent decades, from the confirmation of past water to the discovery of organic molecules. The evidence keeps piling up, pointing to a planet that was once far more habitable than it is today.
So we've gone from blurry flybys to rovers trekking across the Martian surface, sending back high-definition images and data that's changing our understanding of the red planet. It's been quite a journey, and we've only just begun to scratch the surface.
And what's even more exciting is that we're not just exploring Mars to understand its past, we're also looking to the future, to the possibility of sending humans to Mars, and perhaps one day even establishing a permanent presence there.
Now that's a topic I can't wait to dive into: human missions to Mars. The challenges, the possibilities, the ethical considerations. We've got a lot to unpack. But first, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll delve into the future of Mars exploration.
It really does feel like we're on the verge of a new era in Mars exploration.
Well, okay.
We've sent robots, we've analyzed the soil, and now the next logical step is to bring pieces of Mars back to Earth.
Sample return mission.
Exactly.
It sounds almost too futuristic to be true.
I know.
I mean, we're talking about actually having bits of Martian rock and soil here in labs, right?
Exactly. And that's precisely what missions like the Mars Sample Return are aiming to do.
Yeah.
It's a joint effort by NASA and the European Space Agency. A multi-stage process that involves collecting samples with a rover, like Perseverance, launching them from the Martian surface, and rendezvousing with another spacecraft in orbit to bring them back to Earth.
Okay, that is seriously impressive. It sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Yeah.
But it's actually happening. What's got scientists so excited about studying these samples back here on Earth?
Well, think of it this way. Right now, we're relying on robots to do our scientific analysis on Mars.
Right.
And those robots are incredible feats of engineering.
Yeah.
But they're limited in what they can do. Bringing those samples back to Earth allows us to unleash the full power of Earth-based laboratories.
So we're talking cutting-edge instruments, teams of scientists, the whole nine yards.
Exactly. We can analyze the composition of Martian rocks and soil with a level of precision that's just not possible. With robotic instruments on Mars, we can look for biosignatures, signs of past or even present life.
Wow.
In much greater detail, we can even date the rocks, giving us a much clearer timeline of Mars's geological history.
Wow, that's a game changer. It's like having a time machine to peer into Mars's past. But sample return missions are just one piece of the puzzle, right?
Right.
The ultimate goal, the one that really captures the imagination, is sending humans to Mars.
Absolutely. It's the next giant leap. the kind of thing that inspires generations and pushes the boundaries of what we think is possible.
But it's also a huge E leap, right?
Yes.
I mean, sending robots is one thing, but putting humans on another planet.
Yes.
That's a whole other level of complexity and risk.
There's no doubt about it. Human missions to Mars present a whole host of challenges that we've never encountered before. The journey itself would be incredibly demanding.
Yeah.
It could take up to 2 years to get to Mars and back.
Goodness.
Exposing astronauts to prolonged periods of microgravity radiation and psychological stress from isolation and confinement.
I remember reading about the psychological experiments they've done simulating long-duration space travel here on Earth. Talk about claustrophobia.
Right.
It takes a very specific kind of person to handle that kind of isolation.
It certainly does. Astronauts who embark on a mission to Mars would need to be incredibly resilient, both physically and mentally. And then there are the challenges of surviving on Mars once they arrive.
Right, because Mars isn't exactly welcoming to human life. It's
Yep.
basically a freezing desert with a thin, unbreathable atmosphere.
Exactly. We'd need to develop ways to create habitable environments on Mars. Protect astronauts from radiation, extract water from the Martian soil or ice, and even grow food in a completely alien environment. It's a monumental engineering challenge, but it's one that many brilliant minds are actively working on.
It's mind-boggling to think about all the technological advancements that will come out of this effort. I mean,
well,
solving these problems for Mars could have huge implications for sustainability and resource management here on Earth, too.
You're absolutely right. The technologies we develop for Mars could have far-reaching applications, leading to breakthroughs in areas like renewable energy, closed-loop life support systems, and even advanced medical treatments.
It's like that famous quote, "We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard." It's about pushing ourselves beyond our limits and in the process making discoveries that benefit all of humanity.
It's a powerful reminder that exploration isn't just about what we find out there. It's about what we learn about ourselves in the process.
So we've talked about the house
yeah.
sample return missions, human missions,
yeah.
the incredible technology involved.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about the why.
Okay.
Why are we so fixated on this one red planet? What's the driving force behind all this effort and investment?
Well, on a fundamental level, it's about our innate curiosity, our desire to explore and understand the unknown Mars as our closest planetary neighbor. And it holds clues about the formation and evolution of our own solar system.
Interesting.
Studying Mars is like looking back in time, trying to piece together the history of planetary evolution.
So it's about understanding where we came from and maybe even where we're going.
Exactly. And then, of course, there's the big question that's been looming over Mars exploration from the beginning, the question of life. Did life ever exist on Mars? Could it still exist today, perhaps in some hidden underground oasis?
That's a question that's been fueling science fiction and our imaginations for centuries.
I know.
Finding evidence of life beyond Earth would completely change our perspective on our place in the universe.
It would be one of the most profound discoveries in human history. Imagine the implications for our understanding of biology, evolution, and the very nature of life itself. And even if we don't find evidence of past or present life, understanding why Mars, a planet that once had conditions similar to Earth, remained barren while life flourished on our planet would be incredibly valuable.
It's like having a control group in a giant planetary experiment, helping us understand the delicate balance of factors that make a planet habitable. But beyond the scientific pursuit of knowledge, there's another compelling reason to explore Mars survival.
That's right. As we become increasingly aware of the vulnerabilities of our own planet, the idea of establishing a self-sustaining human presence on another planet takes on a new urgency. It's about ensuring the long-term survival of our species, having a backup plan in case something catastrophic were to happen to Earth.
It's a sobering thought,
mm-hmm.
but it makes sense. It's like diversifying our portfolio.
Mm.
But on a cosmic scale, it's about becoming a multi-planetary species, not out of necessity, but out of a desire to ensure our future among the stars.
And who knows, maybe in the process of learning how to survive on Mars, we'll learn valuable lessons about how to better care for our own planet.
It's incredible to think about all the possibilities, the potential breakthroughs, and the challenges that lie ahead. But with all that we've learned about Mars, all the amazing discoveries we've made, there must still be so much that we don't know.
Oh, absolutely. For all our exploration, we've only just begun to unravel the mysteries of Mars.
It's like we've been reading this epic novel about Mars, and we're finally getting to the really juicy chapters, but there's still so many pages left to turn.
That's a great analogy. We've gone from those early, blurry glimpses of Mars to detailed maps, evidence of past water, the discovery of organic molecules. It's been an incredible journey of discovery, but each new finding seems to raise even more questions.
So what are some of the biggest mysteries that still have scientists scratching their heads? What are the unanswered questions that keep you up at night?
Well, top of the list is still the question of life.
Of course.
Even though we haven't found definitive proof yet, there are tantalizing hints we've discovered methane in the Martian atmosphere,
right,
which could be a sign of microbial activity. And remember those Viking experiments that gave us those ambiguous results?
Oh, yeah, the ones that hinted at possible biological processes, but weren't conclusive?
Exactly. Those experiments are still being debated today, and they've inspired new missions designed to look for signs of life in even more sophisticated ways. But the mystery goes even deeper. If life did exist on Mars, what happened to it?
Right.
Did it go extinct when the planet lost its atmosphere and surface water, or could it still be clinging to existence somewhere beneath the surface?
That's a chilling thought. The idea of Martian life hiding in some deep, dark cave waiting to be discovered.
I know.
It's like something out of a science fiction novel. What else is on that list of Martian mysteries?
Another big one is the mystery of Mars's lost atmosphere. Billions of years ago, Mars had a much thicker atmosphere that allowed for liquid water to flow on its surface. But over time, that atmosphere was stripped away by solar winds.
Hold on, can you break that down for me? What exactly are solar winds and how did they manage to steal Mars's atmosphere?
Solar winds are essentially a constant stream of charged particles that flow out from the sun. They carry a lot of energy, and when they hit a planet that doesn't have a strong magnetic field, they can gradually strip away its atmosphere.
So Mars got caught in this cosmic windstorm, and its atmosphere just blew away.
In a nutshell, yes, Mars lost its magnetic field early in its history, leaving it vulnerable to these solar winds. And over billions of years, that bombardment gradually eroded its atmosphere, transforming it into the thin, dry, and cold environment we see today.
It's a stark reminder of how precious and delicate our own planet's atmosphere is.
It is.
We need to protect that ozone layer. But going back to Mars, it sounds like we've made incredible progress in understanding its past, but there are still some fundamental gaps in our knowledge.
Exactly. We've pieced together a lot of the puzzle, but there are still crucial pieces missing. And that's what makes Mars exploration so exciting. Every mission, every new discovery brings us closer to completing that picture, to unlocking the secrets of this enigmatic planet.
It's like we're standing on the edge of a vast, uncharted territory, and every step we take reveals something new and wondrous. So for those of us who are completely hooked on this Martian adventure, what can we do to follow along, to learn more, and stay up to date on the latest discoveries?
We are in the right place for that. You can follow Cosmos in a Pod to stay up to date on all things space and astronomy. We'll keep you informed about upcoming missions, groundbreaking findings, and all the latest developments in Mars exploration.
And don't forget to check out our YouTube channel for stunning visuals, interactive maps, and tons of extra content to satisfy your Martian curiosity.
Absolutely.
So for all you aspiring astronauts and armchair explorers out there, keep looking up, keep asking questions, and keep that spirit of discovery alive. The cosmos is full of wonders waiting to be uncovered. And who knows, maybe one day some of you listening will be the ones making those groundbreaking discoveries, setting foot on Mars, and writing the next chapter in this incredible story of human exploration.
I hope so.
Thanks for listening, and keep looking up.